Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and today I'm joined by Mallory Herring, manager of the Pella Indoor Pool, and we're talking about their upcoming renovation. All right, Mallory, so we're going to talk about a couple different things here today, just to give people a heads up, so they make sure to listen. We're going to touch on holiday hours, and we're also going to touch on some new programs. But first, let's talk about the renovation. What's happening at the Pella Indoor Pool and at the Aquatic Center in general?
We're going through a major renovation, hopefully starting in April. We are going to do a lot of aesthetics to the pool, fixing pool decking, fixing restrooms, and even things that the public can't see, like air handling units, electrical, plumbing, things of that nature, to make the building just last another 20 years.
Well, I was going to say, why is this getting done? Is this essential repair that's just kind of built up over time?
Yeah, indoor pools' lifespan are about 20 years in length, and our pool is 36 years old. So it's seen a lot of wear and tear and a lot of use. So this construction will just extend its life and allow the community to use it for that much longer.
Anything that we should know about otherwise that is going to be something that people might not be thinking about? Basically, for a time, you just won't be able to come to the indoor pool, right? So lap swim, anything like that, it's going to have to go away, so that we can have it for a longer amount of time in the long run?
Correct. We will have some down periods, but we will be offering all our programming outside during the summer. For the time period that we are shut down, we will extend passes, and it'll be a great facility to come back and use when we open back up.
Cool, and you mentioned passes. Let's touch on that quick. I think at the last city council meeting, there's actually an approval for a new pass price point. Is that correct?
We took a 3-month pass to policy and planning for council, and that should be approved at this next council meeting and ready to start use in January.
Very cool. So we've touched on some programs. What are some of those new programs you wanted to highlight?
We have swimming lesson registration starting December 19th, which is next week, and we have a new program called Aqua Boot Camp. It's going to be a high-intensity water aerobics class that's taught by our aquatic coordinator, One, and we're really excited about it and hope a lot of people register and get a good workout for those New Year's resolutions.
All right, so we're going to bring in Ben for a quick second. We were just talking about the new programs. The one we just mentioned, is that going to be, I said kind of like CrossFit. What I mean is that it's kind of a rage because it's just getting a lot of praise for getting results, but this is going to be in the water, right?
Yes, it is. It's going to be similar to CrossFit, but in the water, mostly just the interval training part of it. So having a set high-intensity period with a small rest so you can keep your heart rate up and get your metabolism going.
And since you do have experience in this type of thing, I know Mallory probably does as well, why should people work out in the water other than in the wintertime? You just might not be able to get a full workout outside if you like.
The nice thing about working out in the water is there's no pressure on your joints because all the gravity's gone, so you can worry if you have a hurt knee or ankle, you can get into the pool, get those muscles just as good as workout as out of the pool, but without hurting your joints.
Very cool. Thanks, Ben. Let's go back to Mallory. So, Mallory, we'll get on holiday hours here in a quick second, but anything else that you want to mention that we should be thinking about as far as the indoor pool or maybe even next summer with the Aquatic Center?
We just like to have everybody know that you can buy your summer passes now. They make great Christmas gifts, so come in and buy it early, and we'll give you a gift certificate to give your family so they have a nice summer pass ready to go for May when we open outside.
Perfect. So let's get to those holiday hours. What are your holiday hours? And let us know when they should be coming in.
We do special hours December 23rd through January 1st. And we will have public swim every weekday that we are open from 1 to 4 p.m. So we just want to encourage while everyone's out of school and kind of calming down from those holidays that they can bring their visiting family members in or just give their kids something to do here at the indoor pool.
And what's the cost again for residents and non-residents? I believe there's a break if you live in Pella.
If you are a resident and a child that's 12 and under, you are $4. An adult would be 13 and over, which is $5. And if you are non-resident, a child is $5 and an individual is $6.
Perfect. And then I think there's just an easy way people can prove they're resident, right?
All they need to do is bring us either a city bill or a driver's license just to show what street they live on.
Very cool. Thanks, Mallory. We'll catch up with you as we go through this process, and then we'll be busy with you next summer, reminding people to be safe in the pool and all that. So thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And that's our Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to Mallory Herring for joining us on the program today. Mallory, of course, the manager over at the Pella Indoor Pool. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIACamberless.com.